Tell me when we're...
Because
to the 15th, December 15th.
Good to go.
Oh, not too late.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Today is...
I support it.
Oh, yeah, the 15th
Tuesday,
is fine. Yeah.
December 18th.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This is the Real Property Reuse Committee. It is 1 minute after 7, and we have one item on the agenda. First of all, we are joined by our counselor from counselor-at-large from Ward 8, David Kalis, by counselor-at-large from Ward 5, Andrea Downs, counselor at large from Ward 7, Rebecca Grossman, vice chairman and counselor at large from Ward 3, Jim Cody. We have counselor, ward counselor from Ward 1, Maria Greenberg. We have myself, the chairman, Vicki Danberg. We are joined by Susan Albright, who is no longer on this committee, but is joining us.
Who else is here from Ward 2?
She's Ward 2.
I am unfortunately on this committee.
Oh, you are on this committee. I'm sorry. I thought
you had kicked
me off the
committee.
Counselor at large from Ward 2, no, Susan Albright. We have our clerk, Shauna Sullivan, and we are joined by Jim McGonigal, who is the DPW commissioner. Thank you very much. And I think I will read into the record the item scheduled for discussion, which is item number 208-18, discussion regarding noncompliance with Stanton Ave Council order. Councilor Gentile requesting discussion regarding noncompliance with Council order number 360-16. The Stanton Avenue water tower site, including rescinding the council order and reopening the reuse process to all interested parties. And the plan is tonight to receive from Mr. McGonigal an update of where we are on the Stanton Ave project. I understand that the tower has in fact been torn down, so
yeah,
I think we've complied with what Councilor Gentile was requesting, and we will now hear from Commissioner McGonigal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, the tank is completely demolished. We also had to cap the water line that has been completed there. Also on top of the water tank were the antennas for our SCADA system, for our water billing system. So that was relocated to the Golden Mile Air property. So there was some engineering that had to be done there, and a tower that was put up there. That relocation has been completed, successful, and it's completely operational.
Excellent. That's very good news.
May I ask a question? I'm just curious. Are all of our water meters on a SCADA system?
Yes.
All residential and others?
There's a small number that may not have been, but the majority of them are, yes.
So you can tell me in real time if the tap's on at my house?
Yes, so we get alerts if we have constant flow, so we have someone in the office who is dealing with that on a daily basis, so even if you had a toilet that was running nonstop, they'll see that, they'll get an alert, and we do contact the residents.
Excellent. And so the residents have been joined by Councilor Gentile from Ward 4,
and a member
of this committee.
In Boston, you know, they're able to tell a guy who says, my water bill's too high. I say, well, you have a peak of water flow at X amount X every Tuesday. And he goes back and figures out that his brother-in-law is going into his laundry in his basement. He's got keys to the house.
That's amazing.
And they're able to, they're able to tell him what time they're seeing water flow when he says he's not in the house, and he's able to figure out from there what's going on. And
yes, yeah.
Great latency and things like that.
Can you give us just a little bit?
Councilor Gentile just came from a basketball practice. No disrespect intended. That's why I look this way.
Oh, we're very proud of you that you were in a basketball practice. Thank you for coming.
Can you have the water shut off when there's a long shower?
Wouldn't
that be nice?
You have the plumber install a switch like in your kitchen, and you go underneath and you hear it.
That's a great idea.
Water running.
Yeah.
Just put a timer on it. We have to put money in.
Councilor Gentile, since you docketed this item, and we have just had a short explanation from Mr. McGonigal that the tower has in fact been taken down. Do you have any comments or questions that you might like to ask to see what the status is?
So two things. Well, I've been checking with the commissioner and pleased to see the tower is down. My understanding is that it was a good private-public partnership that worked out well. A lot of that has to do with the contractor, too. But two things. So I think that we should have in our files documentation of the costs. I think they were like $423 all in. So in case somebody asks us down the road with the arrangement that we made, how do we know? So hopefully they're going to give you some backup. Not that we don't trust them, but is that in the works?
Yes, we actually have the backup.
You got the bill from Carl Antonio. And
we have the backup, the itemized bill for the demolition of $401,743. I don't have the backup. They have some legal fees in here, some structural engineering fees, which were part of putting the tower on the building.
I'm not sure that we should be paying legal fees, but I don't see any reason to fight over it either. But I just think we should have a backup so we can show what they spent. And then the other thing is, we are owed the balance from, $500,000. Has there been any discussion on when that's going to be paid?
Yeah, I think what Councilor Gentile is referring to is that we said in the contract with them that the price could be up to $500,000, and if it costs them up to $500,000 to take the tower down, whatever those fees were, that they would not have to pay us for the amount of the fees, and that they would owe us the balance. If there was any balance between that and the $500,000, they would owe it to that to us. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, they owe us approximately. We transferred the property to them for $500,000, and the deal was that whatever it cost them to take it down would be a credit to the $500,000. We'd get the balance, so they owe us approximately $77,000.
So with that being said, depending on what they do with that portion of the property, they may have some additional remediation they have to perform on the soil due to the lead paint that was on the tower. So it depends on, as I said, what happens with that piece of the property. So if they were just to use it as a parking lot, a lot of times DEP will say, okay, come in, remove 3 inches of soil and pave over that area. That's remediation. If they're going to remove, if they're going to put a foundation in, they'll have to remove that soil until they get down to clean dirt and pay to dispose of that contaminated soil.
All right, well,
so they're not done yet, and Wita's aware of that. We've been in contact with her. So this project really is still ongoing until they're complete and what they've done with that portion of the property. Right now, they're using that for a laydown area for the construction that's ongoing on site. So I would imagine that's not going to happen until the end of the project.
Well, yeah, but the plans that they have submitted through to CPC and also to the council that have been approved, that's going to be parking. So I would think that we could try and resolve this sooner rather than later. I'm not saying it's your job, but somebody should be getting that money for us. That's parking. They're not going to do anything else. Matter of fact, the project's smaller now because I think my colleagues know that they are eliminating the wellness clinic, and they're putting some of the units there. So some of the units that were going to be up on one of the wings, a portion of that wing is going away, and that section's always been for parking. So I think we should just settle this thing and get the money that we're owed. At the very least, we have this tendency to forget money that's owed to us. Mm-hmm. and we lose it. I don't want to see that happen. So it was still a good deal for them. It was a good deal for everybody, but I think we should just settle it sooner rather than later.
So who is that, legal?
I would think it would be legal.
That would be WIDA. The
execute the contract and resolve it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not WIDA anymore.
Yeah, probably not WIDA.
Well, does anyone else have any questions or comments? Jim, is that about it on what you had to report to us today?
Yes, as far as, like I said, the demolition is complete, and our real concern was the relocation of the antennas. Mm-hmm. That's vital to the operations mm-hmm. of our pump stations and our meter reading program.
And would you just reiterate to us where those antennas are going to go?
They are on top of the current Golden Meyer building.
Okay.
So we had an engineer tower put on the building.
Are they operational now?
Yep.
Yes.
They're up and functioning already.
All new equipment.
Are we paying rent?
No. That was part
That's
of
part the deal. That
they would supply the location.
We have a license agreement with them.
Okay.
And everything's up and running fine.
Okay.
We're actually going to move them to some towers that we have at Newton Wellesley Hospital. And we thought it would be a better location. And then when they actually tested it, they found that the existing location was better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we thought we were just going to switch them all over to Newton Wellesley.
Yeah, well, I know there's a bald spot in there, in that neck of the woods. Just anecdotally, when I drive through there, I will very often lose connection on my cell phone. That and around Cold Spring Park.
But this is its own system. It's not using our telephone system.
This is not
telephone system.
This is not, okay. However, there's good news on the Cold Spring Park department.
It's we're putting
it. There's going to be another connection in there.
Yeah, so. I think we're going to take care of that. Okay. Are there any other questions?
I'm happy to move NAN at the appropriate time.
I think this will be it.
Huh?
This feels like it.
What?
This feels like it.
All right, happy to move NAN, but I just want to make sure that maybe you as the chair will follow up. Again, I've been a pain in the neck on this project all along, but this is taxpayer money, and the taxpayers are owed $77,000. I just think we ought to complete the entire transaction. I don't see any reason. Now, Weta may or somebody in law may say different, but I don't think that we need to wait until the end of the project, because this is only going to be used for parking. And if for some reason something changes, well, then maybe we'll owe them, then we can give them money, mm-hmm. But for now, mm-hmm. I don't think it's right for us to wait. I don't know, who was here the other night when we went through, you were here when we went, they may not get this project off the ground for 3 years or whatever,
possibly
depending on the fund,
yeah.
You were here,
yeah.
Depending on the funding cycle and when they get approval for the state and federal money that they need, so it might be quite some time, and I don't think that we should have to wait. It's their property. We transferred the property, right, Commissioner?
Jim? I don't know if it's finalized, the paperwork-wise.
I thought we had to in order for them to be able to work on it. Well, whatever. I'm happy to move NAN. Let's just see if we can do what we can to get the money now. It's owed to us, owed to the taxpayers, that I think we should just complete the deal, that's all.
Okay, I'm happy to follow up on that and work with you, Jim. And I think Councilor Gentile, since it's in Ward 4, I'd be happy to have you weigh in on this too, Lenny.
Okay.
And stay involved in it. So I will accept an NAN. I think that's appropriate for right now. And then eventually when we've got to another stage, Commissioner, and anything is happening over there, let's say in 3 months from now, we'd like to have an update and see where they are and if anything has been done, or at such time that they would make a move. And I think that if we, certainly before the summer, I'd like to make sure to have reconvene this committee and discuss it. So I have a motion for NAN. All those in favor? It's unanimous. Do we have any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. We are adjourned. Good. We are adjourned at 7:16.
I know.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Good. Good. Thanks for coming, Jim. Yeah, and Lenny, thanks for docketing this, because I think it's important that we know what the progress is on this.
I have a feeling that it probably went faster because of the work of the chamber. A lot of people are happy that it's down.
Yeah.